This is Godliness with Contentment, episode 77. I'm Keno Hanna, and once again, this is the podcast for Christians eager to understand what the Bible has to say about money. Every week, once per week, we look at money, stuff, possessions, wealth from the Bible's perspective so that Christians and people of faith can reach their financial goals God's way based on what they learned from the scriptures. This episode is kind of like 76B, and 76 was kind of like 76A, but I didn't call it that. Back then, which was last week, I mentioned the topic of selfishness and then even reference a passage in 1 Kings 17. So today, we're actually going to take a look at that passage as we talk about sharing our little bit. So I'm sure you've heard the story, I have, and if you haven't, I apologize, about putting on your mask before you put the mask on your child's face, especially in an airplane. And that's something worth talking about. But today, we're talking about putting on your mask and then not checking for anyone else's mask. We're not saying this is right. I'm actually dispelling this. And maybe I don't need to dispel it based on who you are and, you know, your situation. But some people actually think this way, that they will put on their mask and not check for anybody else's mask. So that obviously is not right. But sometimes we could feel that way, right? When it doesn't talk about oxygen and masks, but when it comes to money or possessions or stuff, that we're going to take care of us and then don't worry about anyone else. So the question that we can ask is, when we're in certain situations, who's going to take care of me if I don't take care of me? Well, the answer is God. Yeah, that's not the right question. The real question is, should I use what I have for me and others, or should I just use it for me when I only have a little bit? So we're going to read this passage in 1 Kings 17, and I need to find it first, but let me kind of tell you what's going on here, a bit of context before. So there's a drought, there's no rain on the land, and even Elijah is affected. So he was an exempt. In fact, he was the one who prophesied or said that this would happen. And so the same thing that he's prophesying about is actually also affecting him. And yet, God still takes care of him and directs him in where to go. So we're going to read from verse 7 to 16. But what actually happens before this is he's fed by ravens. Okay? So if you can imagine, there are birds of the air coming to Elijah every day with meat and bread. So he has what he needs, and he's beside a brook. So, you know, a brook, I guess God has miraculously made sure that he's getting water. So he's getting food, and he's getting water every single day. So God is taking care of him, and it's really no different from what he does for us every day. God takes care of us every single day. So 1 Kings 17, and then we're going to pick it up in verse 7. So sometime later, the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. Then the word of the Lord came to him, "Go at once to Zarephath of Sidon and stay there. I have commanded a widow in that place to supply you with food." So he went to Zarephath. When he came to the town gate, a widow was there gathering sticks. He called to her and asked, "Would you bring me a little water in a jar so I may have a drink?" As she was going to get it, he called, "And bring me a piece of bread." "As surely as the Lord your God lives," she replied, "I don't have any bread, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug. I'm gathering a few sticks to take home and make a meal for myself and my son so that we may eat it and die." Elijah said to her, "Don't be afraid. Go home and do as you have said, but first make a small cake of bread for me from what you have and bring it to me, and then make something for yourself and your son. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says, the jar of flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not run dry until the day the Lord gives rain on the land." She went away and did as Elijah had told her. So there was food every day for Elijah and for the woman and her family. For the jar of flour was not used up, and the jug of oil did not run dry, in keeping with the word of the Lord spoken by Elijah. All right, so that's where we're going to stop. Some other stuff happens, but not relevant to what we're talking about today. So, like I said earlier, he's fed by ravens. Now he's fed by this widow in Zarephath. So this region was outside of King Ahab's reach, and he was a pretty bad king. So it was in the Gentile region, and actually was a long journey for Elijah. So he would be provided for by a widow who was facing starvation, right? So here she was facing starvation. She had a little bit of stuff left, flour, oil, and he was where she was in the midst of the pagans. So not God's people, just Elijah there. He gets there. He asks the widow. He finds, I don't know if, you know, there was some sign to say she's the one, but he finds her and he asks her for water and then for bread. And interestingly enough, she was the one because she says, "As surely as the Lord your God lives." So she knew who Elijah was in the sense that he was a man of God or a prophet, or perhaps God told her. But she lacked the faith that she needed. And this would have been a stretch for her anyway, right? She was not of God's people. She was outside. She was a Gentile in the pagan region, so to speak. And so she would actually need a whole lot of faith to believe in this God that she didn't know. But God must have told her something. And Elijah, I guess he was looking for the right widow, or perhaps he knew, but they connected. But Elijah was actually able to help her with her faith. She lacked it, but Elijah helped her with it. So Elijah would be provided for, and she would be provided for as well. And that's what Elijah told her. Now imagine this. There was actually this no rain falling for 3.5 years. And she would have food to supply her and her son, her family, for those years. Why? Because she trusted in God. Because she listened to Elijah. Even though initially she was stenching. She didn't really want to do this. That don't sound good. I only have a little bit. If I give to you, then what's going to happen to me and my son? But she fought past that. She trusted in God. She listened to the prophet. And so here in the middle of this pagan region, there was this widow who was blessed because she trusted and obeyed. And I ask, who was the source? It wasn't Elijah. It was God. It wasn't even the flour and the oil. It was God. But then she had, like I spoke to earlier, this temptation to say, "I only have little bit. I cannot help you." But this is what we're addressing today. So it's not just a self-preservation or self-care, right? I need to take care of myself. But sometimes it's the mindset that I'm going to do that and nothing else. I'm not going to help anyone else. I'm not going to give to anyone else. We need self-care. But when it stops there, then we're not living or loving with the heart of God. He has given us what we have to take care of ourselves, but then also others, even when it's only a little bit. Yeah, that's tough. She thought that she only had enough for her and her son and that they would die afterwards. But God made a little bit stretch, so much so that for 3.5 years until the rains came down again, this flour and oil was just rolling. We attempted sometimes with, I'm going to take care of myself and no one else. But we need to remember that the same God who gave us what we have, He wants us to share that with others. And what does He do? He continues to bless so that we have what we need and we have enough so that we can also continue to help others. That's what He did with this widow. She had enough for her and her son. And then she also had enough so Elijah could be taken care of as well. Well, guys, that's all I have for you today. So don't be in the mindset of, I only have a little bit I can't share. Remember this widow. It will take a stretching of your faith. You have a little bit sometimes. Sometimes we have a lot, but sometimes we do have a little bit. And it feels tight. But even then, God can use our little bit to take care of our needs and the needs of others. I hope you join me for my next episode along with your friends and family. Please tell them that you found this podcast with this crazy guy from the Bahamas who talks about the Bible and money, and let them know if it helps you in any way. But this is Keno Hanna signing off. Check you later.